Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Checking out the sports schedule, the Panther golf team continues day two of the Warland Invitational after opening yesterday for the Panther tennis team. They've got a couple matches set for tomorrow. They'll be taking on both Rock Springs and Green River. Meanwhile, the Panther football team has another practice today, and then will practice next week as they get ready for their home opener taking on Riverton. New head coach for the Panthers, Chase Kistler, told us about the turnout first for the Panther football team.
You know, we had close to 60 kids come out, which is a pretty good number for us. We've always had around 60, 65. I know last year I think we were down in the 50s, so it's good to see 60-some kids come out and play some football. We got a strong freshman group. Our sophomore class is a little light. They've only got about 10 or 11 kids there. That's the one class that's kind of really struggling with numbers. And then our junior and seniors are pretty strong, so good turnout.
For this Panther team that made the state championship game last year, depending on getting a lot of the, starters coming back for this coming season. And head coach Chase Kistler said that, they got just about everybody back.
We did. We got a lot of good returners come back. We are missing a couple. Ashton Brewer got hurt last year with the ACL, and he just didn't want to risk his soccer season going into this year, so he's not playing football. But other than that, we got pretty much all the guys that played last year and finished last year here back. So
looks like a pretty good schedule for you guys too, right?
It's a tough schedule. If we can go through that schedule on top, that really means something in my book, because the teams that we got, especially five games in a row, we're playing Cody, Star Valley, Green River, Jackson. It's a solid. Even Evanston's going to be on the rise too, so it is a solid schedule. It's a pretty salty schedule.
West is going to be pretty tough this year, isn't it?
They are. I heard the one prediction that after the first round of playoffs, it's going to be nothing but West teams. And we thought that too last year, going in, that we just kind of knew that the West was just a different style of football. And Cody's always a powerhouse. Star Valley, is a juggernaut. So those are your two teams that you really have to look out for. And so it's tough. It's a tough side.
Well, the Panthers will take on the Riverton Wolverines coming up a week from today, beginning at 6 p.m. at Panther Stadium. We're back with more after this.